Greetings and welcome. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. And this is Classical Chaos. I'm Marguerite. And today's program is quite the treat. Some Respighi, a little Dvorak, and of course, some oboe music. And why not start with some Respighi? This is an excerpt from his Pines of Rome. It was developed by Respighi and Claudio Gustella, who was the librettist for Respighi's five operas. Now, this is a work in four movements and called a symphonic poem, and is the second orchestral work in his Roman trilogy, which also includes the Fountains of Rome and Roman festivals. It's interesting because each of the four movements depicts the pine trees in different locations in Rome at different times of the day. Today we're going to hear the second movement, Pini presso una catacomba. This is a very majestic dirge representing pine trees near a catacomb in Campania. It uses a lot of the lower instruments of the orchestra, also organ, trombones, and they are supposed to represent priests chanting. This is a great performance, none other than the Boston Symphony Orchestra, with Sergei Ozawa directing. The second movement, Pina Presel, Una Catacomba, that comes from Respighi's Pines of Rome. And this is Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I'm Marguerite. We're going to continue with some music by Dvorak from his New World Symphony. This was so popular that Neil Armstrong took a recording of it to the moon for the first moon landing back in 1969. That's if you believe that. But in any case, Dvorak was very interested in Native American music and the African American spirituals, or Native American music, which he heard upon his arrival in America. And he wrote, and I quote, "I am convinced that the future music of this country must be founded on what are called African-American melodies. These beautiful and varied themes are the product of the soil. They are the folk songs of America, and your composers must turn to them." And so he did get to work and use the basis of some of these melodies for his symphony. It was commissioned for the New York Phil and premiered back on December 16th, way back in 1893, but at Carnegie Hall, which still exists, and has been performed quite a lot ever since. This is a performance by the Scottish National Orchestra, with Nima Jarvi directing. We're going to hear the Largo from Dvorak Symphony No. 9.
Thank you.
What a beautiful performance. The Scottish National Orchestra with Nima Yarvi directing and some excellent English horn playing, if I may so say so myself. That was the Largo from Dvorak Symphony No. 9. And since Dvorak was influenced by the sounds of African-American spirituals and songs when he came to America, what better way to follow it up with some art songs by African-American woman composers. Go, girls, go. Here are a few selections by Undine Smith Moore.
Voice of thunderous regions. How I
Okay, it's hard to follow that. Two powerful performances. We heard Come Down Angels, and before that, Love Let the Wind Cry, How I Adore Thee. Those were two selections from an excellent disc called Watch and Pray, Spirituals and Art Songs by African-American Women Composers. You are listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And it is the time, regular listeners may anticipate it, I always do. It is called Oboe Music Time. Today's some music by a British composer, William Alwyn. Now, although he was not an oboist, he was a celebrated flute player with the London Symphony Orchestra and sat next to the oboe. He also was an artist and poet, all which seemed to meld into his music. Alongside the fact that he wrote five symphonies, four operas, several concertos, and string quartets, he was also a pioneer in writing music for film, and he wrote for over, get this, 70 films, including Odd Man Out, The Rake's Progress, and Walt Disney's Swiss Family Robinson. The work that we're going to hear today was composed while in the peace of the English countryside and premiered back in 1949 by Evelyn Rothwell, who was the wife of Sir John Barbaroli. This performance is by Nicholas Daniel on oboe, and he is joined by the City of London Symphonia.
Thank you.
Nicholas Daniel on oboe, joined by the members of the City of London Symphonia. That was the first movement of William Alwyn's Concerto for Oboe, String Orchestra, and Harp. This is Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And I think we have time for kind of a fun last selection. We're going to go Baroque, but in a Beatles style. This comes from the talents of Peter Briner. Now, Briner began piano lessons, like a lot of very talented musicians do, quite young, at the age of 4. He went on to study at the Bratislava Conservatory and also the Prague Conservatory of Music and Drama. He has since worked in music publishing, choral directing, also is a jazz pianist and conductor, and get this, has a little bit of a Canadian tie because he lived in Toronto for some time. We're going to hear now, joined by the members of his chamber orchestra. This is some selections from Beatles Concerto Grosso, number 1, get this, in the style of Handel.
Thank you. Thank you.
What a nice way to end a program. That was Peter Briner and his chamber orchestra. And his arrangement of some Beatles songs, gone a little baroque, not broke, but baroque. You have been listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I'm Marguerite. Thanks very much for joining me. Till next time. And do stay listening now to Shukshukta, Ethiopian News Radio and Culture. That's coming up next with Worku. See you next Sunday.